So we're waiting the arrival of President Michael D. Higgins in the hotel in central Latvia here. I'm sitting with Ireland's ambassador to Latvia, Jim Hennessy. Ambassador, could you just give us a little overview of the significance of the visit today?
Well, Mike, you're correct. It is absolutely a very, very significant visit. Latvia, of course, in their 100th anniversary, has had quite a few visits this year, but very few. I think only one of the five major visits so far this year has been at the level of a state visit. So that Latvia has accorded President Higgins and Mrs. Sabina Higgins a state visit is very much a signal honour.
And President Higgins himself is quite an interesting figure. Could you just give a brief introduction to those who perhaps don't know him about who he is and what he's been doing as Latvian president, Irish president?
Well, you're correct. President Higgins is hugely respected internationally. He has travelled widely, and everywhere he's gone, he's made a huge impact and has had a tremendous reception because he is a man of great principle with a long and outstanding record of public service.
Interestingly as well, he's someone who often talks about ethical and moral issues rather than just pure power politics, which makes him quite unusual. Is this something which people in Ireland are proud of?
Well, certainly the fact that the president is a man of clear conviction certainly is something for which he is well known. And it's particularly important that in this centenary of the independence of Latvia, Lithuania and Estonia, that he has been invited here on a state visit.
And it's well known that there are a large number of Latvians now living in and working in Ireland, contributing to the Irish economy and society. What does that mean in terms of your daily work as ambassador and having to kind of act as a bridge between these different countries and communities?
Well, you're right. There is a very significant Latvian diaspora in Ireland. And in fact, few visiting heads of state could speak more meaningfully on the defining experience of mass emigration than President Higgins. A country which has lost a significant number of its population, but they in turn have contributed and created vibrant communities living all across Ireland. We have one of the largest expatriate Latvian communities in Europe, and they are incredibly welcome in Ireland. In fact, you could say that they're really an indelible part of what President Higgins himself recently described as the multicolored tapestry that is the Irish nation today.